Hey, this is Jimbo with Two Shots on a Barrel. Thanks so much for taking time to listen to Two Shots on a Barrel. We want to give a special thanks to Terry Woolley, who does our intro music each and every podcast. He is a talented songwriter and musician. He's located at Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky. Do a Google search, Facebook search, and you can find Terry Woolley, and he will do some magic for you. Also, special thanks to Exit Realty and Lisa Kearns, a sponsor of Two Shots on a Barrel, along with Billy Taft and Big O Tires. We could not do it. For sponsorship opportunities, you can reach out to us. Go to Two Shots on a Barrel Facebook page. Shoot us a message. We would be glad to get the information out on your establishment. Now, without further ado, here's Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two old boys ain't much for working. Two shots on a barrel, and they're talking about bourbon. Talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bold Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bold Brothers.
Welcome back to Two Shots on a Barrel. I'm Jimbo along with J-Bo. What's up, my brother?
Hey, man, having a great time. And you know what? I'm so excited because we're going to have a hurricane in Kentucky today.
Dude, this is crazy. So I'm watching earlier in the week. I see the forecast and how the track of this thing. And it's like Kentucky. It's Kentucky all over it.
All over Kentucky. And it's going to be here probably during this podcast. So we're excited.
Probably. So seriously, though, I know there's been some destruction down there on the coast of Louisiana and
praying
Texas.
For you.
Yeah. Got you guys in our prayers. And you never know, once you talk about hurricanes and all those things running through, what kind of thing can spawn out of it.
Right.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed that we don't have anything more than just a lot of rain in Kentucky.
Speaking of something spawning out of control and just fascinating, that's our guest for today.
It's crazy, man.
He is my all-time favorite, and I'm sitting here in awe that we were even able to get him in the studio.
Unbelievable. I've got a few quiz trivia before we introduce our guest.
Okay.
I got some trivia questions. So if you were to name more than one person, I can only think of one person ever that has been on the Jay Leno show, the Tonight Show. I can only think of one person in this area. We've had a lot of people to come through this area.
Big names, yeah.
Has there ever been anybody else besides our guest that has been on the Tonight Show?
No.
That would be a no.
No.
I can't. So I'm doing a little research today on our guest, which I've known for a long time. He's a cool dude. And I'm looking out there, and are you listed out on Wikipedia, J-Bo? No, you're not.
Yes.
I can tell you you're not.
I'm not.
And our guest today, when you look at Wikipedia, my friend, you are going to find several pages of information on our guest today.
I got something bigger than that about our guest.
Tell me.
This guy has 510,000 plus Facebook followers.
Jeez Louise.
Everybody we've had as guests in the past may add up to 200.
Hey, listen, we've had some good, solid guests on Two Shots on a Barrel. But, J-Bo, we've not had anybody of this magnitude.
Go ahead, tell them. We've been waiting long enough.
Listen, we've got to welcome you in. The Turtle Man, baby!
Yeah, baby! Live action himself, the Turtle Man is back in the studio again. Yeah.
Yeah. Ernie!
Hey, buddy! What y'all doing today?
Oh, man!
Y'all drug me out of the woods.
From the deep woods of Kentucky,
that's
baby.
Right. I was in the deep woods, and I got this call from my best friend, Gina Kirkland.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And I had to thank her, by the way. I was really getting hot. It's 94 degrees yesterday, and I was in the deep woods scouting around, trying to find something to get into, you know. And anyway, I was trying to find something to catch what I was doing. You know me, I'm always catching something.
Oh, yeah. 94 degrees in the woods, man. That is hot.
It's hot, buddy, especially when you're climbing hills. I'm getting my shape back, you know.
You're looking good, man.
Man, you're looking real good. I saw, so you got your, man, you got not only the Facebook followers. I was checking out YouTube. You got your YouTube channel now.
Oh, yeah.
50,000 subscribers on the Turtle Man's YouTube.
I
was checking out today. You had thunder. You was out there taking care of some, making that thunder look like a chainsaw, getting a freaking tree limb out.
Hey, I use thunder every day. Yesterday, I was going down the creek, and they gave me a four-wheeler, they did. And so I've been really, helps out a lot when you're on flat surface, but up on steep knobs, you know, it ain't too good. But down the creeks and all, I'm getting to my spot, you know. There's this tree limb, too big to cross over, so I take old thunder back out again. I said, well, you did it one time, maybe more. So I just went to wagon and whacked that out of the way. Went on down the creek.
Now, there's people out there that have no idea what thunder is. What is thunder?
That's my Bowie knife that I had made, and it's got thunder wrote on it.
Nice.
Turtle Man wrote on it, and I got Smoky Mountain Knife Work to design it for me. And
get a picture of that.
Yeah, get a picture of that, man.
That is beautiful. Yeah. So you've been a guy that's really been kind of an outdoors guy ever since you were a kid.
Oh, I've been out in the woods since, 7 years old. I caught my first snapping turtle, but I've been out in the woods since I was 4 and 5 and learning how to catch critters, you know. And my grandpa and them told me, I seen this Rolling Stone magazine, you know, y'all probably done hold this a million times, but I'll never forget my grandpa, and I was asking him, and my grandma was sitting there. And we was all eating that breakfast, you know, how they used to cook back in. My goodness, them homemade dinners. Grandma always had something to eat.
Nothing like them.
Oh, yeah. Don't know even where they got the food, but it was always there to eat.
Yeah,
perfect. And there was a Rolling Stone magazine laying there, and I was sitting there just saying, I want to be on that Rolling Stone magazine. How you get on there, Grandpa and Grandma? And this is at 5 years old. Little kid shouldn't even be thinking about that. Should be thinking about playing or, you know right. Going to do stuff outside. Anyway, he said, well, you got to start out low, like newspapers, then you work your way up to the radio station, and you got to believe, you got to know what you're doing, you get your talent out there. So I'm teaching education, even on my Call the Wild Man show on Animal Planet.
Yeah.
I did that show with my heart and soul.
Oh, dude.
Obviously.
It showed, man, it showed.
It shows. And I told him, I said, I want all the fans to know, it don't matter old, young, how old, doesn't matter. Y'all got a talent out there.
Absolutely.
And I want to show them that they got an education. You don't have to sit behind a desk or in a school. But, of course, you got to have education. You got to know your math, know how to read and write. So I teach it. And I teach that on my show. I teach how I did it with my hands, bare hands. And I did it the way I wanted to do it. And I told them this is what we got to do, and that's how I did it. And
that's why your show is so genuine, because you could tell – you put every ounce of your heart.
My heart.
And your co-host there and the show. They all put everything they had into that show. And y'all look tired by the end of it.
Oh, Lord, yeah. We go 18 hours a day, sometimes 22 hours on a tight squeeze. We had to get the show done by Saturday. We only had 2 weeks to do it. We had to do that like 21 hours, 18-hour days. Sometimes we got a 10-hour day. We said, oh, boy, we're going home early tonight.
Man, check this out, J-Bo. So this is good information right here. Check out that good-looking kid
right
there.
Man, look at that.
Ernie Brown, dude. Man. I've got a picture here.
You're about seven years old.
Good-looking little critter there, man.
You must have got that from Mr. Coulter, my teacher over in Springfield, because he's the only one that got one like that on my mom.
That's a good-looking picture right there, man. That's some good stuff. But, you know, I got to tell you this. I can tell you the cool part for me personally about the Turtle Man, J-Bo. So I don't remember. It was probably 4 or 5 years ago, and the show was going hot as could be.
Well, Gina Kirkland's the one that gave me the name Turtle Man back in the 80s, and I said, I'm going to make that name mean something, Gina. You wait and see.
That's awesome.
And I took them out turtle hunting that day, and we had a blast. I caught 21 turtles that day, by the way. And I was under the water, you know, this one. She was filming it. This is one of them video cameras that first come out. Them big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't even make them anymore. Can't even get the copy of them anymore.
Nope.
And she said, This one guy asked her, said, "How you know where to hold that camera?" He said, "Well, I used to wear, had long hair back then, like an Indian. Mm. And I had that feather tied in my hair, and that feather come up off my hair and stick it up." She said, "I'm just holding on that feather." By that time, he said, "Oh, okay." By the time I come up with a big snapping turtle, weighed about 25 pounds. And I've been called Turtle Man ever since by the Kirkland family and Gina.
One of the first times I remember the Turtle Man, this was before your show, before you were still just going out there doing good things at that point in time. But yeah. I remember you being on with Charlie Lancaster.
Yes, sir.
That was the first time, and I thought to myself at that time, I was like, this dude needs his own show.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history, man. Next thing you know, you're sitting on the couch on the Tonight Show with Eddie Murphy.
That was a good show, by the way.
That was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. And the girl that taught me how to talk on the show. Because some people freeze up. Y'all think it's easy out here being famous? Well, let me tell you something. You might not want to be famous. I got all these cameras looking at you. I got 200 people driving up the driveway.
So how was that for you? Early on, I'm not talking about the Turtle Man that is the seasoned, experienced Turtle Man. But when this first thing started going and you're getting calls to come see, I mean, how was that? How did you do that?
Well, all my life, I told you, I had that talent, and I finally, my grandpa now told me how to do it. You know your talent from inside out. Once you learn, everybody's got a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can learn that way of life and concentrate it in one practice, and you practice every day inside and out, you know all the dangers, everything you know how to do, you know it can't go wrong.
Yeah.
So I had this belief, and I knew I did everything, the bad stuff about it when I got hurt and got you know, 9 stitches in the hand where I got bit by a turtle. Mm. Yeah, oh my goodness.
But what about, so that stuff, you that's what made the Turtle Man the Turtle Man.
That's right.
All of those things.
That's
right. But you've got 1,000 cameras sitting there pointing on you.
Yeah.
How you were mentioning somebody taught you there how to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, because as you said, it's not easy, is it?
It's not easy. Carol taught me how to talk 7 minutes. All you got on the you know, Jay Leno show, you know, Tonight Show, you had 7 minutes, and you had to get your point out there. And I was advertising the Call the Wild Man, my show for Animal Planet.
Sure.
And I loved that. And I finally did it. I got it up there to where it was going to go worldwide, the first show ever. And I even got to meet the Eddie Murphy. I mean, he's famous himself, ain't he?
Yeah,
he's famous himself.
Big time.
And I was right up there with him. And Carol didn't even, Carolyn, the girl that taught me how.
Right.
She didn't even teach me about if somebody talks to you,
Eddie
Murphy.
Person.
Yeah, like Eddie Murphy. He was just added to the show because Jay Leno ate it up. But he was all over it.
Yeah.
You know how Jay Leno was cut up anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
He ate it up, boy. So, and let me tell you, she come and watched the show. She thought I was going to be a nobody.
Right.
But anyway, she come up and told Animal Planet, said, "Y'all hold on to this boy. He's a diamond in the rough. He's still a little bit of coal on him, but he's gonna go places."
Yeah,
and I did, and I went places.
She
hugged me and shook my hand. She said, "I had my own standing ovations, my own people cheering for me."
Yeah,
you know, if you don't get no standing ovation or cheers or claps, they got a program in there that does it itself. They didn't have to hit that on Turtle Man. Yay! That's some live action, baby.
That's right.
I got to tell you, though, one of the coolest things that impresses me about you, though, is through all of that. And, I mean, you could have let that fame go to your head. You could have been like, you could have walked into a place, man, and that head was so big you couldn't got in the door. But the coolest part about you is you never did. You stayed the same person that you were before through that, and now
you're still the same. Still the same. Famous guy around.
So how did you keep that in check? How did you keep that that humility?
Well, that there is because I know what you're talking about. Everybody gets to the big head, but I've seen a person signing autographs. Of course, I've seen people do this. When the show's over, hey, they throw it down, their pencil goes down. They don't want to give a little kid an autograph.
Don't mess with me.
I'm done. You know, I'm getting out of here. I'm going back on my
bus.
Yeah, whatever I'm doing. Well, I seen that, and these little people like, Well, what a jerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want to be called a jerk. Right. I didn't want to be called disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed to see all my fans. I mm-hmm. stayed till the last person comes mm-hmm. in line. If you don't see me, it's because you wasn't there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They can't never say that I wasn't there.
I've heard that multiple times.
People tell you. Turtle Man waited till all this time. He could have went on home, but yep. he didn't. I sat there and signed autographs. And people look up to me for that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's a responsibility.
Yeah.
You got to care for your fans.
But some of these kids are standing in line for 3 hours to see you. They deserve to get your autograph.
Man, I seen them sit out in the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, done froze. I mean, rain. That was the Illinois show down at Metropolis, man. I'd give people a coat to stay warm.
That's crazy.
All right, so let me ask you this. You've got all these fans, these Turtle fans that absolutely mm-hmm. love you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, not everybody. Like, I could not see J-Bo going out and getting a snapping turtle out of a pond. Nor could I. Nor could I, okay?
I've ran from a few.
Yeah. I mean, those things scare me to death.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But from the standpoint of, look, okay, I get mm-hmm. that. There's not too many people that can do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's true.
But I can't help but think, Turtle Man, that there's another reason why people love you so much.
Well, I guess it's like we grew up with Ultraman and Superman. That's cartoons, you know, like come on, like the Super Friends
sure.
and Space Ghosts and all them. That's what we raised up with, and it gave us that sensibility that you had to protect people. You had to protect the earth. And you had to protect the church.
Sure.
Like Jesus.
Yeah.
You gotta protect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to go to church with the Ten Commandments and say the national flag anthem
yeah.
at the school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we had to salute the flag every morning.
You're right.
Hey, we got to put it up. I worked my way up there, boy. Got yeah. to put out the flag and raise it up, the United yeah. States flag, and we pledge allegiance.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's what we had to do, and I still have that in my heart, and I want all the fans to know that I love each and every one of them, and I'm teaching them education.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't been on the show for, 7 years? It ain't the reason they put me off the show. It's the reason because I broke my shoulder. I had to heal up.
Yeah.
I had to heal up my ribs. I had to heal up my leg. I had to get healed up. That's what happened to Turtle Man.
Well, I can tell you, when I saw you get up there with Thunder and take care of that limb,
hell yeah,
you healed back, baby. Because, J-Bo, I saw him do something. I was sitting there thinking, how in the heck is he going to get up in this tree?
Yeah.
Because it was a big freaking tree, and
it's
wasn't one that you could try to find a way.
Nah.
So you jumped up, grabbed, pulled yourself up,
and
got up in that tree. J-Bo, me and you couldn't do that. And you're a big CrossFit
dude. He's strong, man. He's a strong guy. And I know why I personally think the world of Turtle Man.
Okay.
I want to hear this.
It's called loyalty.
Loyalty, I like that word.
He is loyal to his hometown.
Amen.
Amen.
Being Marion County, where you live right now.
That's where I live at, yes, sir.
You grew up in Washington County, right?
I was born in Washington
born
County.
In Washington
moved
County.
Up here in 1980.
He is, when he says he's going to be somewhere,
he's there.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I called him last night.
Absolutely.
He's here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
If it's a Chamber of Commerce event before the Call of the Wild Man,
yeah.
if he was asked to be there, he would be there
mm-hmm.
with all his gear, all his tents, on time. He would stay, like you said, sign autographs forever. This was before he was famous. We
yeah.
both were there.
Yeah.
And so, for me, loyalty goes a long way. And another thing that you might not know this, but he's also loyal to his church.
I go to church every week.
He never misses church.
Yeah.
No.
He's there. We go to the same church. That's how I know.
That's how you know, yeah.
Well, I remember as a kid. I still remember as a kid because... even though I haven't gone to St. Augustine in years.
Of course. I've been to a lot of churches.
Yeah. But I still remember Turtle Mom. Years ago when I was a kid, St. Augustine Church.
Yes, sir.
His mom. I still remember that.
She drags him in. She's right with him.
Hey, listen. So that's a great question then.
Mm-hmm.
Turtle Mom. I mean, she... Listen. Is she the big reason why you are who you are as far as that loyalty, that genuineness that is the Turtle Man? Where does that come from? Does that come from your mom?
Turtle Mom and my dad that passed away in 2010. But we was raised up, you know, to be responsible. You had chores to do.
Yeah.
And back then, it was wintertime. It was wintertime.
Yeah.
And when October came in August, we had to store food. And we raised 2-acre gardens, had to can food, pick it. They taught me you got to have chores.
Yeah.
And we did our chores, and if we didn't, we got yelled at or got smacked on the butt with the switch. You got to do our chores. Without this chores, you ain't going to survive.
Right.
So they taught me to do that. And be kind to others. Be kind to your neighbors. Don't pick a fight. Fights are always everywhere you look. They're always everywhere.
Yeah,
everybody's looking for a fight. Why does people want to fight? Why?
Yeah.
There wasn't that going on when we respected each other.
Right.
We asked. We talked.
Yeah, sure.
We played out in the road.
Yeah, sure.
And people would stop the car and let you cross the road. Right. They wouldn't run over you.
Yeah,
yeah. Like nowadays, they hit and run. And
oh yeah,
I mean it's crazy. World's kind of crazy.
The world needs more Turtle Man. I'm telling you,
it does.
It needs a whole lot more Turtle
Man. It really does.
I'm the last of the kind, I think, because my friends are passing away. Just lost a friend last week. I did, and No Legs Wayne just lost him. He passed away.
You've had a run of bad luck of losing friends lately.
Boy, last year was really rough. Lost Neil on February the 1st.
Neil was a good man. I know he was a dear friend of yours.
Oh, like my dad.
Yeah.
I showed him things. I showed him miracles that he don't even believe it today. I got him on Jay Leno's show.
Yes, that
was Terry Bradshaw on that one.
Yeah, I read that. Not only can you say how many he's not been on there even one time.
Yeah.
How about twice? How about twice?
Unbelievable.
And two more times after that with the guy that played Spider-Man on Sandman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was Upchurch, I think. I think his name was Upchurch or Church.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he played Sandman. Boy, they had a good time. Had a big turtle in front of him. And Neil had to come up with a song. Terry Bradshaw, it was funny.
That's a good show.
Terry's a funny guy anyway.
Terry asked us, he said, you two married? I said, no, I like girls, son. What are you talking about, Terry? I said, I like girls, man. And Neil said, yeah, we ain't into that. Terry went, oh, no, I didn't mean it. Like, yeah, Jay Leno just leaped on that, baby. Jay Leno leaped on that. Yes, sir, he did. I'm telling you.
Good stuff.
Good, clean fun. That's what people need nowadays. Good, clean fun. Good, clean fun.
That's the best entertainment is the good, clean fun.
That is. Good, clean fun. Oh, you should have been there when Christy Alley, the last show I did up there. She was having tag with the guy on the road, you know. And I was listening to this tag. And then she was driving across California or somewhere down in the desert there, Arizona or somewhere. Anyway, they was playing car tag. So I got in on that. And she touched me. I said, what's them feathers mean, Turtle Man? She went, I said, don't touch it. Oh! She screamed back. Jay Leno said, what's up with that? I said, you'll fall in love. I said, that's hopes and dreams and wishes coming true. He said, well, she knows all about that loving. Jay Leno ate that up, man. That's why Jay Leno liked my show. He put me on there because he knew he'd get a laugh out of it.
Oh, yeah.
He knew it wasn't fake, you know.
That was so cool.
Well, look, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and we're going to find out some deep, deep secrets of Turtle Man that nobody knows. All right?
Okay.
All right, let's do that.
I'll do best I can on that. Everybody knows everything now.
Man, this is too much fun. I'm having good belly laughs. Everybody needs good belly laughs.
You got to have it every now and then. Live action.
Yeah, Turtle Man's bringing it out. Back with two more shots. Let's do two shots on a barrel right after this break. Stick around.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20-plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo.
This is J-Bo.
Man, we are so happy because, J-Bo, we got this podcast going, and we got fantastic sponsors like our good buddy Billy Taft with Big O Tires.
Billy Taft, longtime friend, and I've been going to him for years for new tires at Big O Tires.
I needed a new set of tires just recently. Guess where I went?
Where'd you go?
Big O Tires here in Lebanon, Kentucky, the heart of Central Kentucky, Billy Taft. He took fantastic care of me. I know he's always taking care of you.
Yeah, heck yeah. He's even taking care of me when I broke down in Bardstown. He has a Bardstown location as well. Fixed the tires right up. Baby, I was out the door, back to Lebanon in no time.
He does a fantastic job. He's always worried about number one. You know what number one is?
What's that?
That is the customer.
Exactly.
The customer is always right when it comes to Billy Taft and Big O Tires, Jimbo.
You can get oil changes, tire rotations, new tires. Heck, he's even got used tires you can buy.
Absolutely. Whatever it is you're looking for, I guarantee you're going to find it at Big O Tires, Bardstown, or in Lebanon. Boy, and guess what? They are sponsors right here, J-Bo, on Two Shots on a Barrel.
I'm telling you what, we love Billy Taft and Big O Tires.
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the U.S., or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
Go there today, Big O Tires, Billy Taft. It's in Lebanon and Bardstown, the heart of Central Kentucky. Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Bo, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, you know, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple of guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, he's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar, you want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including... if you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel.
Hey, guys. This is J-Bo. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, and Facebook at Two Shots on a Barrel fan page. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure you subscribe to Two Shots on a Barrel. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you, and stick around for more Two Shots on a Barrel. Boys, and girls, we're back with Two Shots on a Barrel with J-Bo Jimbo and the world-famous Turtle Man.
Live action Turtle Man right here.
Yeah, we talked about secrets of Turtle Man, and the guy not only is a professional at catching turtles, but he is an expert at fishing.
I can catch fish.
Man. I mean, all things animals, man. I feel like if I had a question about, like, an animal in this area especially,
right?
I feel like the guy that I could call and say, hey, Turtle Man, tell me about, I'm having some issues with some raccoons. What's going on with raccoons these days? Why am I having this issue or that issue or squirrels? You name it. I really feel like he's an expert.
He is.
That's one of the other things that stood out to me is about your knowledge of just the animals.
Oh, yeah. Just the knowledge of that, just being out in the woods. When you're out in the woods, you learn stuff, and you learn not to run through the woods. I tried to teach my girlfriend that last week, and she tried to run through the woods. Quack!
Bam! I knew where that was going.
She fell hard. She's still hurting today, I think. I think she probably healed up today, but yesterday she said, I can't move my arms.
Yep. Those leaves tend to hide things that you need to be able to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So you were mentioning this COVID-19. Obviously, it's got everybody in a spill. You were set ready for 2020 to be just an unbelievable busy,
year.
Busy year for you, right? I mean, you're going around a little bit of everywhere, and then obviously COVID-19 struck. But
it did.
But people love you, and you had mentioned what? Like nearly 50 places that you had scheduled for this year.
Oh, yeah. I had 50 shows lined up. I think I did two already this year at Wartburg, Tennessee. It turned out pretty good, but people ain't getting out there nowadays because of the COVID, man.
Yeah.
But we still had let me tell you what happened at Wartburg, Tennessee. It was a real honor to me. I want to thank England, by the way, across seas. Not the England over here. I'm talking about England.
They're listening.
Across the pond, baby.
Across the big lake.
Yeah.
It's bigger than a pond. I catch turtles out of ponds. I can't even drive across it. Ain't no bridge built that big. But anyway, the Queen of England and some England people came to the show. They found out where I was doing the show and gave me a Medal of Honor.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not lying to you. I'm shocked. I'm really stunned. I'm like, they told me to keep up the work, Turtle Man. We're going to come to England. I said, well, you tell the Queen, Elizabeth, get the plane ticket ready. I said, I ain't got much money. I said, you're going to get me over. She's got more money than I do. She's going to fly me in or something.
That's amazing.
I have to give them a hat. So they stayed about 20 minutes, and they got back in. Said, we got to go, you know. And I said, okay. I shook their hand.
That is freaking cool.
So how long was you dumbfounded after that?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like,
then he had the COVID virus going on. You know, you got to be protective. You know, you got to have your sanitizer, your mask on. Of course, I had all that on 6 feet apart.
By the way, you're sporting a very nice camouflage mask today.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fantastic job. Fits the complete 100% image that is the Turtle Man, for sure. But so I'm just sitting here thinking about all this and really everything you had mentioned, and I think J-Bo and I have talked about doing a lot of different adventures.
Yeah,
you had mentioned people have the opportunity, they can come spend a day with you as a Turtle Man and essentially have a Turtle Man adventure day. Tell us about that.
Well, that there is something we got started, and we got people coming, and we got one girl jumps out of airplanes. It started about 2 years ago.
Is that something you would do?
No, I'm not jumping out of no airplane. Sorry, but that girl was kind of crazy, I think. I told her, I said, what am I going to do up there, jump out of the airplane? I'd land on the ground flat. Look like one of them pancake turtles.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I told her, she said, well, I want to go do this turtle hunt. So I taught her, you know, did the practice pond. I taught her. And then the next thing I did, well, I'm going to go do it for real. I said, let's go then. So we got Neil and all together, but he played banjo all day. And we had old Squirrel walking around with us. He was having fun with it. Then she come back third time. She said, I'm going to pay you this time. So she paid me $1,000. I said, let's go get some more turtles. Snappers. Awesome. Yeah, we caught turtle. We caught like, gosh, I think we caught 49 turtles that third time, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, we was burning them up that day, boy. And she was in there, boy, screaming. And my God, it's fun. She said, it's better than any diving out of an airplane, she said.
So I got to ask J-Bo. J-Bo, have you eaten turtle?
I've never. Never. No interest.
So is snapping turtle?
It's eatable. I love it.
I mean, is it better than, like, What would you call the alternative? Chicken. A terrapin or something like a?
Well, you can't eat a terrapin. I can't eat those.
Like a non-snapping. What's a decent size non-snapping turtle?
Oh, about a 10 size, 10 pound. I mean, so 15
so,
pound, 20.
So is the taste similar in the two?
Well, a tarpon, you can't eat those. I'm not going to try to.
No, me neither.
Unless I'm starving. Or something. Cherokee Indians cooked them up.
So if you're going to eat turtle, it's going to be a snapping turtle.
It's going to be a snapping turtle.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, because I've not had a snapping turtle either.
No, I'm
But
I'm,
people that talk about them talk about how, like, what is it? So many different kinds of meats. You got your chicken and your fish and your...
Yep. I can explain that. Okay.
Tell me about it.
All right. You got this neck, the neck part of it. Of course, this is what I grew up, lived on. We run out of food when we were kids, but Uncle Philip taught us how to catch turtles.
Mm-hmm.
So that neck has got the fish in it. If you like fish, that's where you want to get that neck. And then that left foot over here, that left foot.
Yeah.
That's your chicken right there.
So that's like, it's like a does it actually like kind of got that taste of chicken plus a kind of a chicken texture almost?
Yeah, so that'd be your left foot. Then they got this right foot,
Okay.
Well, that right foot, it's more like a pork chop,
Ah.
Yeah, it tastes like pork chop, that right foot.
Okay.
Then you get back here on this right leg. That right leg and the roast, the hump, like the tail.
Yeah.
It's got like a little round roast, it make a little round chunk.
You really? Get
that, yeah, the tail does. So that there is like a beef. That's your beef. You ever ate what do you call that stuff? They got it in like a taters and onions and
like a roast, like a hash, roast, like a hash, like
taters, onions, peas, corn stuff, and you get it down there at the Golden Corral at E-Town, boy, it's delicious.
Okay,
fall off the bone.
Okay,
and then you got this here right leg in the back.
Yeah.
Well, I took me 50 years to learn what that right leg is. You either like it or you don't, because that tastes like turtle. That's what took me 50 years to learn that. 50 years now.
Wow.
And then you can get a little tenderloin out of that, too, that chicken tenderloin and turkey.
Yeah.
If you like a biscuit and, honey mustard.
Yeah.
Like you get down there at McDonald's sometimes.
Right,
real chicken tenders.
Right.
Slap that on the little tenderloin turtle meat on there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's good stuff.
Oh.
Is there anything under the shell?
Yeah, that's the tenderloins. That's where you get the tenderloins.
Oh, I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
And I bless all my animals that I eat. And, of course, that's...
Yeah.
I bless it 3 or 4 times. All different ways.
I really do need to try it out sometime. I think we need to do that one time, J-Bo.
I'll do anything once. I had somebody come up to me at the gym the other day and said... Hey, J-Bo, have you ever had squirrel pie?
Squirrel pie. I've had one of them.
Have you? Is it
squirrel
good?
Squirrel pie. Yeah.
Squirrel pie.
Yeah.
That's the look
squirrel
I gave her.
Pie.
That's the same look I gave her. Yeah. So I was going to ask you if it was any good.
It's good. That's pretty good. If you like beef, it's got a beef taste.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, it's got a beef taste. And this guy over in Ohio, Chuck, and that's what his name is, Chuck, he makes deer pies and squirrel pies and... a little bit of everything, rabbit pie, the blackberry pie, that's what I like, blackberry and dumplings.
I can handle that.
Now, see, you're talking my talk now.
Yeah.
Like blackberries and things like that.
And he hand does it all itself. Boy, it's pretty good now.
All right, so what's the craziest critter you've ever fixed up and ate?
Craziest critter.
You know, because I've heard people talking about eating possums. And I just can't see going there.
No,
I've heard of a lot of people eating groundhogs.
Groundhog good. I can live on groundhog.
What's a groundhog in domestic terms? What's the closest thing a groundhog tastes like?
Great. I see. It tastes like pork mostly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And if you like pork or pork barbecue,
yeah.
All right, just roast it in the oven, and
so it wouldn't be too bad.
Oh, you'd be wanting some more of it. Okay. I'll tell you that now.
That's cool.
Now raccoons. It's kind of greasy. It's real greasy. It's got like a whole different texture. You either like it or you don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people like it. It'll make you muscles now. It makes your muscles strong.
Right.
It's good for muscle.
I need that.
I watched somebody on YouTube last night. They were deep frying raccoon.
Okay.
And they didn't tell us kids what it was.
Oh.
And they came in and they loved it. They
really loved
the deep fried raccoon.
So one of the things that I remember as a kid, this goes back to when I was probably 5-6 years old.
Okay.
Just when the Turtle Man was getting going, right?
Okay.
All right, so my dad fixed up, he used to have some cookings every once in a while. He fixed up some fried rabbit, and it was the best.
Really?
I've not had it in my life. I'm almost 52 years old, Turtle Man.
Wow.
And I have not had rabbit since then.
You ain't had rabbit?
You a rabbit guy, I guess?
Well, that rabbit's kind of, it's hard to find rabbits nowadays. Used to, you can go out and hunt them at beetle hounds and stuff, and
I remember it. Of course, I was young.
Yeah.
But I remember it to be sort of like a chicken almost, but better.
It's like chicken, but it's got more of a tougher taste to it. So you're talking about like a turkey taste.
Okay.
Yeah, more like turkey breast.
Okay.
A little drier meat than squirrel.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
And frog legs. We used to get them.
Now we're talking.
Do you ever just go out and do some...
Well, ain't enough frogs anymore, so I quit getting them where they can populate back. And,
really?
Yeah, and I told everybody about this back in 1992.
Really?
That's when it started. And then when it
so many people were out doing it? Isn't there a frog season?
It's frog season, May the 15th, somewhere right in there.
Yeah.
October 31st, October 2nd, something like that. But
anyway,
there was some worms getting in them. I kept getting them and cleaning them. So I took it down here to the aquaculture place, and they threw them away. I said, well, what'd you throw them a bucket away for? I said, they got worms in them. Well, you froze them. I said, okay, no problem. So I went and got some more, you know, got all the bad ones out of them. And I gave that to them. And then the game warden or somebody was there, and they said, well, it's just you didn't do it right. You got to have them frozen and fresh. I said, okay, then I'll go get some live ones.
Goodness.
So I went out there and got some live ones, brought them back in there. And I said, now here's the frog alive. I don't know what else to do, but look at it. It's on his skin now, and I'm going to... So I whacked him in the head, and I cut him open. I said, now look. Now, what are these things? These black things right here. He said, well, that's veins. I said, that ain't veins. I'm going to show you. So I took me a little pair of tweezers. So I'm doing an operation on this woman's death.
I'm doing
the kids bisecting in the flight class.
You know?
I never did go through that. I did it on my own. You know, I already knew everything.
Yeah.
You know? So I never did go to school until I was 16, then I just went out and got work. I worked every day.
That's awesome.
But don't kids, y'all stay in school because you don't learn your math, arithmetic, and all that stuff. And you got to learn all these bisects. I don't know what these parts are, but I know what this is. This is a worm. So I'm sitting there pulling these worms out on the table, big long black ones, look like hair.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. And then there's a pink worm. There's a pink one, which got yellow in the middle and pink on the end and black on the other end. So I'm pulling these. I said, what are these maggot-looking things? I said, these are some type of worms. I don't know what they're doing. But I said, if this keeps up, the frogs are going to die out.
Oh, wow.
And if your frogs die out, what's these things going to eat next?
Exactly.
That's what I'm scared of. And I was trying to make that point across to them. Finally, I just gave up. They thought I was an idiot, you know.
Right, right.
Because I didn't have education.
It doesn't matter.
They told me, if you see something wrong with the environment, you turn it in to the aquaculture place.
Oh, for sure.
I never did hear no more about it, so.
But you're...
We ain't got no frog legs
no more. There you go.
No more frog legs.
You know what the moral of that story is? Listen to the Turtle Man.
That's right.
Seriously, come on, he knows what he's talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
He's very intelligent.
Very intelligent. I like common sense, you know.
Exactly, which a lot of people like these days.
Yeah, some people just say, I was walking across the street, did you see me? The guy said, well, I just going to run over you, so I thought you was a bump in the road.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, what are you doing, dude?
Exactly.
You let the person cross the street, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
He said, I forgot where the brake was. I said, what? Somebody told me that right here at the red light about a month ago. I forgot what the brake was. I said, right there in the middle. You don't need to be in the car. Where's a cop when you need one? I mean, you know?
Crazy.
Crazy.
baby. Lord have mercy. This is too much fun.
I don't know if you want to put that on the film or not on this radio show.
No, hey, listen, this is all good, man. We're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, so I guess we're about ready to take a break, but when we're going to come back, usually, now I'd give you a fair warning, Turtle Man.
Okay.
Usually J-Bo comes back in this third session, and he kind of pulls crap out of his rear end. And, like, his line of questioning.
Well, I'm going to leave, but that happens. I don't want to see none of that. I might throw up on you. Poo-poo is not – that's something you do by yourself. That's too much information, you know.
See, I try to keep some tissue back here just in case.
You just tell me when you're going to do that. I'll leave or something.
Okay. Let's take a break. More with the – this is great. More with the Turtle Man coming up. Two Shots on a Barrel. Look out. Segment 3 is on your way. Oh, Lord.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo.
This is J-Bo.
Man, we are so happy because J-Bo, we got this podcast going and we got fantastic sponsors like our good buddy Billy Taft with Big O Tires.
Billy Taft, longtime friend, and I've been going to him for years for new tires at Big O Tires.
I needed a new set of tires just recently. Guess where I went?
Where'd you go?
Big O Tires here in Lebanon, Kentucky, the heart of Central Kentucky, Billy Taft. He took fantastic care of me. I know he's always taking care of you.
Yeah, heck yeah. He's even taking care of me when I broke down in Bardstown. He has a Bardstown location as well. Fixed the tires right up. Baby, I was out the door, back to Lebanon in no time.
He does a fantastic job. He's always worried about number one. You know what number one is?
What's that?
That is the customer.
Exactly.
The customer is always right when it comes to Billy Taft and Big Old Tires, J-Bo.
You can get oil changes, tire rotations, new tires. Heck, he's even got used tires you can buy.
Absolutely. Whatever it is you're looking for, I guarantee you're going to find it at Big Old Tires, Bardstown, or in Lebanon. Boy, and guess what? They are sponsors right here, J-Bo, on Two Shots on a Barrel.
I'm telling you what, we love Billy Taft and Big Old Tires.
Go there today. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft. It's in Lebanon and Bardstown, the heart of Central Kentucky. Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Bo, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, you know, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, he's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar, you want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But
Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including if you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel.
Hey, guys, this is J-Bo. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, and Facebook at Two Shots on a Barrel fan page. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure you subscribe to Two Shots on a Barrel. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you, and stick around for more Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two Shots on a Barrel. We're hanging out with Turtle Man. I'm Jimbo along with J-Bo. We do want to tell you about our next show. I'm not sure. Maybe there'll be a show between the next show. But right. I do know that coming up, we've got really a true Hall of Famer in the bourbon industry. Steve Nally will be joining Two Shots on a Barrel. He is a guy that has really been a fixture in the bourbon industry for years and years and years. Was with Maker's Mark for years before starting Wyoming Whiskey a few years ago, and then has made his trek back to Kentucky to Bardstown Bourbon. So, but today we're talking, you know, this show is about all things Kentucky. And how can you not have a show about all things, especially Central Kentucky,
right,
and not have the Turtle Man?
I don't know, but let me tell you something. I have this pain in my side from laughing.
I do, too. I do, too.
It hurts so bad.
I do, too.
It hurts. But I've always had a question.
See, here's that part, Turtle
is
Man.
Is it coming?
It's coming. Be careful.
Okay, all right. I'm watching.
I've always had a question that I always wanted to ask you.
Sure.
And it's really not crazy. It's legit.
Okay.
When we used to do the Chamber of Commerce events around here, and you'd come out here and, mm-hmm. and you do your thing. And
uh-huh.
We have little goofy speakers, and we were bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
When you got that phone call from Animal Planet,
oh yeah,
and they said, "Ernie, your dreams have come true. You're going to be a mega star." Mm-hmm. When they told you you're going to have your own show, how did you feel? what was going on in that head of yours?
Well, I said, well, it's about time. What took you so long? That's what I told him.
I love it. I love it.
I said, my goodness. I said, yeah. I've been trying to do this since 2007. I didn't get the show to 2011, started right. filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did that at Portsmouth, West Virginia, and I was doing, you know, getting famous, you know. And
yeah.
And like my grandpa said, I was fulfilling his dreams and my dad's dreams. And he said, go out there and give it to the people. Go give it to them now. Go give it to all your fans. Go show them what you're made of.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing. I was doing little shows here and there, you know, just little pop-up shows. And the Mothman Festival. Boy, if y'all ain't never seen that, you can get really scared. And so if you go scared, see a ghost, that's the way to go to see them.
Really?
There's all kinds of them down there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm lying to you. But anyway, they was doing a ghost hunt. Dawn was her name, and she was doing something about ghosts there that
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
And I was doing a big snapping turtle, and the 40-pound snapper band was there, Rodney Parson and all of them. And they said, that's that Turtle Man guy. That's him. And he was just... His band was named 40-pound snapper, and I just happened to have two 40-pound snapping turtles in a swimming pool. And I would dive in the swimming pool, catch them right there on the street. And I had one in a barrel. Man, they like to work me to death that day. I only took two now. And nowadays, I had to quit, you know, because it's just too much hassle, you know.
Right.
But anyway, long story short, Don Sissel says, we've been trying to get a hold of you for all these 4 or 5 years. They said, why come you won't do our show? I said, nobody told me.
Oh, no.
They said, well, I'm here in person to get you a show if you're interested. I said, boy, it took you long enough. I said, I'm so happy. So me and Neil, we got to talking. I said, let's go do it. And he said, well, who can we pick as a team? I said, well, I got Lolly Dog.
Yeah.
She's always there. She saw it born. Then I said, we got Old Squirrel.
Yeah.
He's the big guy.
And God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. And we had Old Jake. He was my trap builder.
Uh-huh.
And he's still around, but I think he moved to It's the last thing I heard from him. I think he moved down to South Carolina helping build, taking factories or something, making hotels.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's where he's at, yeah. I think.
I was wondering about Jake.
Yeah. Then we had a Turtle Mom. Oh, my God. We can't forget Turtle Mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just sweet and things. Still trying to give that upside down.
She seems like the sweetest lady ever.
Works every day. Gets up in the morning about 9:30. Works till daylight to dark. I mean, from 9, when she gets up, she don't lay down to 10 o'clock at night, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And fight a bobcat. About 2 months ago, I drove up to Mom. I check on her every day because I worry about my mom, you know.
Sure.
So I walk up to Mom. I said, "What are you doing?" I drive up. Oh, my God. She's slapping this thing with a broom handle. Big old thing. Probably about, I guess it's about 70 pounds. Big cat. He was a big one, buddy. Jumping up in there, and she whack it again. And she was just sitting there. Darn thing won't get away from me, hurting my kitties. I said, "Mom, that's a bobcat." And she said, "Well, that bobcat better get out of here." So she slaps it again with the broom. It finally ran off down the woods.
That is scary stuff.
It was crazy, baby.
That is awesome. So
goodness gracious.
One thing about Turtle Mom is, we do a lot with ham days around here.
Okay.
Jim and I do a lot of MC work. And you can always count on seeing Turtle Mom at ham days. She loves ham days. And I get excited because I get to see her and talk to her a little bit every year. So, and ham days, you've been a big part of ham days in the past.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've had 380,000, 200,000 people, 150,000. Whole bunch of people came.
The year you were the Grand Marshal.
Oh yeah, that was a year there.
You turned Ham Days upside down. Ham Days will never be the same.
Oh yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it?
I've never seen so many people.
Oh,
just
my God.
They're here.
Yeah.
These aren't just locals. These are like people from California.
Everywhere.
Came to see Turtle Man.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, you could barely move. We had perfect weather. It was perfect.
Perfect weather, yeah.
You turned Ham Days upside down.
Yeah, boy. I told him, I said, "Y'all be ready."
Yeah.
Carl Casperato show was big, too. We had 300,000 something people down there. I think that was the first season.
I remember. Yeah.
It was big.
They were closing down, and there were still people there waiting.
Still people waiting. I tried to see all I could.
You did.
I had to go film. If I missed anybody, it's because I had to go film at 9:30. So I left here at Ham Days, and it was at, 9:30, I think it was, when I was walking the line. Yeah, they wanted me to go ahead and get in the truck. I said, "I'm walking the line till y'all just have the truck ready at the end of the line." And they still went.
It did.
All the way to way up the block.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still lots
crazy.
Of people. And
it was amazing.
It was amazing. And I always thank them people. If I missed anybody, I am so sorry. It was because my producer, Gio, had to get me out there.
It was mesmerizing for me at Ham Days because I would see you, and I've said this a couple times, at the chamber events where we're at the Farm and Garden Show, our local, where there's 150 people there. And then just a few years later, you have thousands and thousands of people down the street.
Love every one of them.
I mean, that's how fast your life changed.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
I knew it was coming. I just had to, I guess, just wait for my time. You know, it's always a time and place to do patience. Yeah. And you get plenty of patience out there deer hunting.
I'm sure.
Believe me. You heard about it. You got to sit there. My dad would make me sit there now. He'd make me sit there. Now, that's how come I got calm. You know, I get calm. The faster you go, you're going to mess up. Mash your finger like driving nails. You always hit your thumb. But anyway, I learned that patience.
I learned that I wasn't very good at deer hunting.
He doesn't like getting up early.
The getting up part was okay.
Yeah.
The getting up part was okay. But going out there and getting up
in a
deer stand when it was like 0 degrees and my snot was frozen.
Yeah, snot sickles.
Dude, I realized right then that I was not a good deer hunter.
Yeah, man, I'm fresh out of the city, and my buddies want me to go deer hunting. I'm like, say what?
I've seen you, and that was the craziest sight in the world.
When I finally went?
Yeah, I was like, what is he doing?
I gave Ernie the rundown about that day and how it didn't turn out quite the way it was supposed to.
You can always climb up.
Right.
That's the easy part. Climbing up is easy because you're hanging on everything you see them. But coming down is when you get scared. Coming down is a different story. Yeah. That's when you get like, okay, what am I going to hang on to? My feet don't grab.
That was terrifying.
Yeah. All right, so I got a question.
But I want to add on to that question about the deer hunting now.
I want
everybody to know we got some animal lovers out there.
Absolutely.
And I want to apologize to them because we have to get a deer. You know, we have to, you know, dispose of them every now and then. If we don't, they get overpopulated. Disease sets in.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%.
If you don't thin them out a little bit, the disease sets in, then you got...
You can't eat them.
You can't eat them. It goes to waste.
And here's the other thing. You have so many, they don't have enough to eat. What do they do? They're always looking for places. And then what happens? They end up in the road.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we see that in Central Kentucky a lot, where the deers will get hit. And so, your point's very well taken, though.
Yeah, I just want them to know that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things for me. I got to be honest with you. I've not ever done that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, for me, it would be a tough thing, you know?
It's really tough, even for Turtle Man. I mean, I've sat out there many a days just froze to death. You know? And some days you don't even see a deer.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Yeah.
See, you don't think you can do it. I know Ernie is the most, you know, knowledgeable about being in the woods and how animals act.
Yeah.
I just flat out stink at all across the board. You know, I've been out there. My buddy sprayed the urine on my leg.
Oh, my God.
I mean, once he did that, I hated deer hunting.
You don't spray it on you. You have a deer trying to mount you. That's what happened. What's this thing on my back? That's what you be saying. Get this thing off me. Shoot up here, bogus. So somebody ought to have some relief. Big 10-pointer. They got you holding down. You know.
Hey, what's going on? If that happens, Turtle Man, I want to see it.
It happened to me. I know. It happened. It can't happen. I'm not lying to you. It's live action crazy, baby. When that thing jumps on your back and sat there and trying to grab you. I'm telling you, partner, it ain't funny. Do not put the lure in your pocket either. That's what happened to me. Busted the bottle. And what happens? I'm sitting on the ground. Don't sit on the ground with the lure, please. You trust me. My girlfriend tell you about it.
I got to tell you what. My jaws are hurting. My eyes are hurting. My stomach's hurting.
Yeah. I got some more news I need to tell the fans before we get off.
Yeah,
there.
You need to, because I'm laughing. I can't talk right now.
I got to calm these people down, you know. Yeah, it's a true story. It's deer hunting. It's got to be tough. Living in the woods, you got to be tough.
Gotcha.
Telling you, there ain't no picnic out there.
No.
It's awesome. Like in the summertime, you go camping. Everybody hates camping. Some people hate camping.
Now you got me worried.
Yeah. You got to fight the ticks and skeeters. And now they tell me something new's come out. Something new.
What's that?
Oak mites.
What?
I do not know what an oak mite is. I don't want to know.
If they're kin to turkey mites, I don't like them.
Oh, my God. I call them micronaut ticks is what I call them things.
Absolutely hate turkey mites.
Oh, my God. They get all over you this time of year. You make sure you put that deep woods off on you.
I'm going to have to.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about maybe doing a little ginseng hunting later on.
Yeah, that's opening up about another week or two. We'll be knocking that out. We'll go check out the place. You said you got some knobland?
I do, man. And
you want to learn how to do it?
And I want to learn how to do it. And I figured...
He might be worth about to do it. Again, here we go.
Don't put deer pee in your pocket. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, man.
All right. So
but anyway,
go ahead, Turtle Man.
Yeah, go ahead. You'll learn how to do that too. And it ain't easy as it looks. I'm telling you.
I couldn't imagine mixing deer pee and ginseng on a deer.
Now you won't need none of that for deer. Yeah, that's a true story.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
My goodness.
But that's a job in everything you do, and you just got to know how to do it. You know? But it's not easy doing what you're going to look for ginseng.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good luck with that. I hope you like it because it's work, buddy.
I figured, you know, I learn from the best, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Now, do you hunt it similar to, is it how you say, mural, the mushrooms?
Yeah, it's about like mushroom.
How do you say that? Mural?
The morels?
Morels.
Morels. They're good eating. They only come up 2 weeks out of a whole year.
So is it harder to find that or ginseng?
You find a mushroom before you find a ginseng.
I'm surprised you would even know anything about mushrooms.
Dude, I've been in the woods once and learned a whole bunch.
Yeah, Buck got him.
Oh, Turtle Man, you're killing me, man.
Hey, you'll be sore when you get around Turtle Man. Hey, if you don't like Turtle Man, there's something wrong with you. Because I'll make you laugh. I've come to my cheer people up now. I'm telling you, I come to cheer people up and everything.
I ain't laugh like this in a while.
I never, ever thought this podcast would end up deer humping. I had no idea. I had no idea we would end up here.
Well, the people that the people that love that one's probably laughing. I got to be laughing because that does happen. Then the deer gets away, and leaves you laying there. Yeah. You're looking up at it like, what happened?
He loved me and left me.
That's calm down, boy. You're getting out of hand. You're getting too much information out there for them now. This is gotta have kids on here.
So Turtle Man, we gotta wrap this thing up.
All right.
So what's the future hold for Turtle Man?
Well, the future holds is I'm out here. I'm getting into some filming right now, and I'm about done with it and wrapping it up. And I guess we're gonna be doing a Bigfoot hunt.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Y'all know about the story of 9 years old. I hunted a Bigfoot and shot it in the kneecap 2 times. Y'all heard about that? Had it on the Finding Bigfoot show. Had it on there.
Okay. I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. I was 9 years. I didn't come out of the house for a whole year. That's how scared it scared me.
Really?
Oh, crap.
Yeah. So I finally got brave. So I fear no fear. No more. That's what got me who I am, too. Right. You know?
Jeez.
So we're out here. I was about here, you know, a couple months ago, and I seen something again.
Seriously?
Out by your house?
Nah, it's everywhere. This thing goes everywhere.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so we're out here tracking it, and I did finally see it. I can't say where because I'm protecting everything. Right, right. You know, I got to protect the animal, too, you know. Yeah. I think they got a bounty on him now, I think. So,
oh, Lord, have mercy.
I dread to hear that, but I think that's
the truth. What do you think it is?
Lord, I don't have a clue. I've been out in the woods a long time, and that thing puts a scare in me every time.
How big was it?
9 foot and a half.
Oh, yeah. See, that's too big.
And it looks like a gorilla, but only...
like even
20 times stronger than a gorilla.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I got a boy that I'm going to interview probably this week or next week. I'm going to interview him. And he was walking his dog through the woods. He lives in Tennessee. And it picked up. Could you pick up a rock big as your table here? Could you pick up a rock that big?
No.
No.
Well, this thing was standing in front of him on a bank, and it picked this rock up and throwed it over his head right beside the creek next to him.
Oh, shoot.
And he said he ran to the house. Trent's his first name. And Trent runs to the house with his dog, tells his neighbor. Well, his neighbor, like, you know, all right, well, yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
So he walks down there. Same day now, he walks down there. Well, he came running back because he got another rock thrown to him just as big.
Oh, so
I'm going to go film him 2 rocks and stuff like that. So
good
Turtle
Lord.
Man is coming out with this.
So where can we see this kind of footage?
You can look it up. Call the Wild Man - Turtle Man. It'll be on Facebook.
Okay.
Or you can look it up on Turtle Man Official Channel on YouTube.
Yeah. 50,000 strong and growing subscribers.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Turtle Man.
This is going to be a good show. Plus, I'm looking for the legend around here. It's I hear these legendary stories about the biggest turtle in Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
What the game warden's done told me, you know, the commissioner game warden up in Frankfort, they told me, if you catch a giant turtle, man, you got to bring it in. Call us immediately. I said, yes, sir, no problem. Of course, I've been looking for, since I was 7.
What's the biggest turtle you've ever gotten to date?
Well, up to date, it's 160 pounds. That's a giant. But that was an alligator snapping turtle.
Oh, my
And I caught it down in Louisiana with Frenchie on the swamp people. And I put it in the Black Net Zoo. If anybody wants to go see that turtle, it's in the Black Net Zoo. I donated it to that. To save its life, you know.
Right, right.
And I don't want people killing them because people eat them all the time. And
so what about Kentucky, a Kentucky turtle?
A Kentucky turtle is 123 pounds. Me and Squirrel caught it in G.C. Mays back in, it was 1983.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was It had a head like a football. Imagine a turtle with a head like a football. This is a common snapper now.
Oh, wow.
That's the only legend I've caught. Marion County holds the record on the common snapping turtle. That's the biggest. 123 pounds. I caught it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mercy.
I caught that thing. Yeah. And right now, I've been hearing all these stories since I was growing up. The Turtlezilla is what we're going to name this one. So I've been trying to get everybody to give me a... You know, if you know anybody's got a story about these giant turtles that they seen, you know, like right. biggest horse tubs, biggest car hoods, biggest tractor tars.
Right.
I mean, they can hurt a cow. They can hurt a horse. Sure. They can
small
hurt
a kid.
Yeah, small kid. Sure. Bite your leg off. Yeah. Whew. Just tell me about it. I would love to come to film the pond that they're in if it ain't over my head. Now, if it's over my head, I'm not getting in it. I'll drain the pond and go in it.
Shoot.
Before I can get to him.
Crazy.
Yeah. I tell you, man, you're something else. I don't like getting in water where I can't see my feet. Like if I go to the beach and there's seaweed, just count me out. Yeah. You're jumping in these ponds with green moss. I guess it's moss.
Oh, yeah. I was doing it last week. I think we caught six last week for some people to come. Mark Stroh, he did a fishing show back about 2 years ago. And it came on this year, and it's been on twice. I'm catching pickerelers. And he ain't never caught a pickler, so we turned it into a show. And Turtle Man said, Turtle Man, you know the one who can do this. So I took him out, Turtle Hunt. They had a blast last week, his mom. And
so has anything ever, besides a snapping turtle, gotten a hold of you in these waters?
Giant fish, catfish, flathead, or blue, channel cat, or a blue, big old blue. I got to tell y'all something. I got whooped this year. Oh, yeah. Turtle Man lost the battle, baby. I lost it this year, boys. Got whooped. Got skunked, too. Boy, I can't believe it. First time Turtle Man's been skunked for a while, except for being sprayed by one. Anyway, y'all want to hear the story?
Yeah.
You got time?
Yeah, shoot it, baby.
Okay, shoot it. All right. Anyway, we got some friends down at Morgantown and Bowling Green area. So, we go out with them. They call me, come down. I said, sure, I'll go fishing with you. So we go out there. They doing it by hand now. We ain't using no fishing pole. So we're going around the lake, and they're jumping off in there catching these blues, you know, on the rock.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it, boy.
Yeah.
I said, all right. I said, when is my turn? We got you one, Turtle Man. Don't worry. We'll get you one. I said, don't worry. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. And then these Asian carp, the nuisance fish, you know.
Yes.
So they're taking over. So this thing is jumping up out of the water. I said, swim around there again. Swing this boat around there again. I said, he won't jump up there this time. But let me tell you, boy, I once swung around there, and that boy done caught a 40-pound blue, you know. It was a big one.
Yeah.
So he swings around there, and I'd reach up there and grab it. I didn't want to be skunked, you know. So I was just showing him I can catch one in midair. So I grab this here Asian carp. It was about an 8-pound, 9, and I'm holding it up. Yeah, live action, I got him. This thing's pooty-poos. It got me all the way from my head to my toes. Then the pooty-poo started spraying everybody in the boat. So this guy said, throw that thing out of here, Turtle Man. It don't count. Get it off here. I had to clean the guy's boat after it was over with. Well, after that, we finally found a big, giant fish. I'm all excited, you know. So I jump. We got him, Turtle Man. So I jump off the boat and dive under that rock. That boy's telling me, I said, buddy, you don't have to show me nothing, man. I can do this. So I got under there, and that thing whooped the tar. It ripped my whole arm off, ripped my sleeve off my shirt. Because I was trying to be, you know, like, you know, Macho Man. I was trying to be the Macho Man from the girls, you know. Well, this girl in the bikini jumps off for her. I think her name was Brittany. I'll show you how to do it, Turtle Man. I said, well, get on down here, honey. Just get on under there then. Yeah, well, I'm laughing. Right. Well, she goes under there. Wham, bam, bang, pow. You hear it beating her up under. I said, oh, I better pull her out of there. So I pull her up out of her. And she's looking at me like, what you doing for? I said, I wasn't ready yet. I said, well, he still got the tar beat out of me. He took a couple of hits in my chest. I said, okay. She said, hand me another bikini. Because I couldn't see from neck down because she's wanting to stay underwater. I was wondering what's wrong with her. I said, oh, okay. I see what's wrong with you. She's in bikini. So she grabs the bikini, ties it back on. She goes back under the rock, man. I'm telling you what, she whooped him that time. She whooped that thing under that rock. Brings him, pulls him out, 28-pound flathead, baby.
Oh, my God, have mercy.
Man, I took my hat, put it over my eyes and just got back on the boat. And I said, please don't tell that to anybody. That's a true story, buddy. I had to thank old Richard for that one. He took me down there, but I'm glad I went on that trip. Richard.
Oh, Lord,
so
funny.
Yeah.
Richard Man. Rogers, boy.
This is good stuff.
Well, guys, I'm telling you.
Make sure you hit his Facebook page, his YouTube page.
Pronounce it to him there. Show them what they got to push up. We got a when we come out with the show, I think, something about my girlfriend's got a prize or something. Somebody gets a free picture or something from Turtle Man.
Gotcha.
She's gonna have a drawing or something.
Okay.
I don't know how it goes. I get to pick somebody.
What we'll do is we'll put it in our link to the podcast and put your website whatever on there that you want. And anytime Turtle Man is in your country, your city, your little hometown, wherever Turtle Man is,
or just being in the backwoods, like down there at I was down there in the woods, and if somebody come down through there kayaking. And they said, I'm going to yell for Turtle Man. They said he lives in the woods.
No way.
So I'm sitting there with Lolly Dog. I said, oh, boy, it's going to get good here. You know? So, yeah, Turtle Man, we love you. I go, yeah, I'm listening. She fell out of the boat when Lolly run down there and chucked in on the boat. She scared her to death.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know who that girl was. I never did find out who it was. They took off and scared them to death.
That's awesome.
It was a true story. I love that.
Anytime Turtle Man's in your town, you go see him because he's a treat. And he will.
I don't do drugs. I don't smoke.
Nope.
I'll tell you how life is. And
that's right. He is
save people's lives.
True, true, genuine,
a gentleman,
Kentucky gentleman.
Yes,
Kentucky that's
gentleman.
What I would say.
That's the way my parents raised me in church. And
if you want a role model in life,
the Turtle Man's
Turtle
a man.
Man's your man.
Old Neil. Now he would say, Jesus rocks, and I always say, and the Turtle Team loves you too. Yeah!
Well, thank you so much, Turtle Man, for coming. I know you're very busy, and took time out of your life to come sit with us, and that means a lot to us.
We appreciate you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right.
I can't imagine a guy, too many people out there that are genuine as you are. And let me tell you what, in this day and time, there's always going to be a place for Turtle Man.
Heck yeah.
So you can check out the Turtle Man out on Facebook. Go to Call of the Wild Man, Turtle Man.
Yeah.
It's out on Facebook. Over 310,000 people that are on this Facebook page. You can check it out. And I think what the Turtle Man was talking about right now, he's got a deal going on. It said, here's the deal. You can go out on his Facebook page and say, this is what it says. It's been a turtle catching week, and he does his
yee-yee-yee.
There you go. My favorite thing to do always will be, what is your favorite thing to do? Make a comment, and he's going to pick one lucky turtle fan. This coming Monday, you can have a chance to win an autographed picture of the Turtle Man. So
that's
check
a new
that
one,
out.
Too.
Absolutely. So
that's great.
Be able to check that out. And also, Turtle Man, it says, come and see me at the T-Rex Science Center.
Virginia at Charleston.
Yeah, so that's going to be next Saturday. Not tomorrow, but the following Saturday you'll be able to check the Turtle Man, be able to check him out. Also, don't forget to go out to Turtle Man's official channel on YouTube. Over 50,000 subscribers, and you can subscribe and keep up with everything that is going on with the Turtle Man. Mm-hmm. My brother, we can't thank you enough for coming in.
I appreciate you.
We love you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
J-Bo, it's been a pleasure, man. I've not laughed this hard in a while.
I seriously have side pains.
Are your glasses fogged up?
My glasses are fogged up. My hair's messed up.
Crazy, baby.
My shirt tail's out.
He's out of it. Buck got him.
He done got buck humped. All right, Turtle Man, take care of your bad self. You are a great person.
See you in church, buddy.
Yeah, see you in church. If you ain't there, I'll be in church somewhere.
All right, until next time, stick around. Hope you enjoyed our Two Shots on a Barrel. Subscribe. We're on iHeart, iTunes, and all of the major platforms. We know the Turtle Man will share this podcast on his page. Keep up with the Turtle Man, Two Shots on a Barrel, and all things that are good in Central Kentucky. So long. Peace out.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call. 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo.
This is J-Bo.
Man, we are so happy because, J-Bo, we got this podcast going, and we got fantastic sponsors like our good buddy Billy Taft with Big O Tires.
Billy Taft, longtime friend, and I've been going to him for years for new tires at Big O Tires.
I needed a new set of tires just recently. Guess where I went?
Where'd you go?
Big O Tires here in Lebanon, Kentucky, the heart of Central Kentucky, Billy Taft. He took fantastic care of me. I know he's always taking care of you.
Yeah, heck yeah. He's even taking care of me when I broke down in Bardstown. He has a Bardstown location as well. Fixed the tires right up. Baby, I was out the door, back to Lebanon in no time.
He does a fantastic job. He's always worried about number one. You know what number one is?
What's that?
That is the customer.
Exactly.
The customer is always right when it comes to Billy Taft and Big O Tires, Jimbo.
You can get oil changes, tire rotations, new tires. Heck, he's even got used tires you can buy.
Absolutely. Whatever it is you're looking for, I guarantee you're going to find it at Big O Tires, Bardstown, or in Lebanon. Boy, and guess what? They are sponsors right here, J-Bo, on Two Shots on a Barrel.
I'm telling you what, we love Billy Taft and Big O Tires.
Go there today. Big O Tires, Billy Taft. It's in Lebanon and Bardstown, the heart of Central Kentucky. Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Bo, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, you know, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple of guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, he's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar, you want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including... if you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel.
Hey, guys. This is J-Bo. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, and Facebook at Two Shots on a Barrel fan page. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure you subscribe to Two Shots on a Barrel. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you, and stick around for more Two Shots on a Barrel.